Oh, night hour is close at hand. Creatures crawl in search of blood to terrorize your neighborhood. And whosoever shall be found without the soul for getting down must stand and face the hounds of hell and rot inside a corpse's shell. Stenches in the air, the funk of 40,000 years, and grisly ghouls from every tomb are closing in to seal your doom. And though you fight to stay alive, your body starts to shiver, for no mortal can resist the evil of the thriller.
About me. Thank you. Good evening and welcome to Sequoia Stadium for Back to the 80s Night and Fireworks Friday. Tonight's game features your Fayetteville Woodpeckers against the visiting Down East Wood Ducks. Fans, make sure to stick around following tonight's game for fireworks presented by Q98, number one for music, money, and fun. Fireworks will shoot off following Launch a Ball. Launch a Ball is back. Before the fireworks show, you'll be able to throw your numbered tennis ball onto the field to try and win a variety of prizes. Launch a Balls can be purchased at the fan information table directly inside the main gates. Balls are one for $1 or six for $5. Buy your Launch a Balls now.
Yeah.
fans, at this time, please draw your attention to the video board for our pregame show with Andrew Chapman and Colin Casey. Take it away, Chappie.
Thank you very much, Ray. Hey, Woodpeckers fans, welcome inside the broadcast booth. Thanks for your patience tonight. The tarp on the field. We're monitoring a crazy weather radar today, but we're going to try and get playing some baseball as soon as possible. We played some baseball earlier this afternoon, a resumption from Thursday's suspended ball game. Yesterday, we were playing in the bottom of the third when some heavy thunderstorms came through Fayetteville and stopped our game. Picked up today in the afternoon at 4 o'clock, and the Woodpeckers were in a scoreless game with Down East. They fell behind 4-1, and it looked like the Wood Ducks were well on their way to taking an upper hand in this series. But Colin, bottom of the seventh inning, sometimes with two outs, you just never know what this Fayetteville offense is going to do. And they put together one of their biggest rallies of the year to go in front and eventually win that ball game 7-4.
Yeah, the only torrential downpour earlier in that first game was that torrential six-run inning. I mean, it was very impressive stuff.
Yeah.
Headlined by a bases-clearing triple by Tyler Whitaker to put them up for good. It was great to see a big-time inning. They've just been so good against left-handed pitching this year. Down East ends up coming in with a left-hander, and they made him pay. Batted around, sent 10 men to the plate, scored six runs. That was plenty enough. Edinson Batista really recovered after a rough start to the game where he gave up four runs in the top of the fourth inning when the game resumed, but he went four scoreless after that. Jason Schroeder came on, locked the door for his third save of the season. Can't ask for much more. Now you have a series lead, chance to secure a split in this second game. Seven-inning affair, so every single inning kind of heightens in importance. You got to take advantage of every single opportunity you have at the plate.
Yeah, Edinson Batista was a completely different pitcher after he gave up four runs in the fourth inning. He closed his day with four scoreless innings, so he completely flipped it around after a turbulent start, but was able to go on and get the win. You mentioned Jason Schroeder working around a couple of base runners in the ninth inning, and he's now tied for the lead with three saves this year. The big swing in that six-run rally was Tyler Whitaker. Bases loaded, RBI triple into the right center field alleyway to give the Woodpeckers the lead. Tyler Whitaker, in the middle of that order, has two triples this week against Down East, and he's driven in a total of four runs with those two three-baggers. So we'll see what he might be able to do here in game two. You mentioned it's a seven-inning ball game that we're getting ready to play after the conclusion of the first game this afternoon. And on the mound is right-hander Shea Berry, who has thrown some of his best baseball right here in Fayetteville for the Woodpeckers.
Yeah, he certainly has. He's been really strong at home. He's trying to get a little bit of revenge, though, after a tough outing he had against Augusta last time he pitched in this ballpark. Only went two innings and got roughed up a little bit, but responded pretty well against Carolina. Did give up another home run, but he gave it up to Jackson Chorio, who's one of the best players in all of minor league baseball, so got to tip your cap there. But all things considered, we've seen what he's capable of throughout this season. Had a scoreless streak going prior to that outing against the Augusta Green Jackets last time he pitched at home, so good opportunity to start a new one. Again, short game, so we're just looking to get four or five innings out of him, turn it over to the bullpen to wrap things up, and he's more than capable of doing that. Maybe get a few more strikeouts here and there and miss some more bats than he has over the past couple of weeks.
Yeah, the Woodpeckers do have a lot of bullpen options available for this game, too, after yesterday's game was shortened, and Edinson Batista provided all that length earlier today. Opposing him will be another right-hander. It is Josh Steffen of the Down East Wood Ducks, 3-2 record with a 3.84 ERA. We're getting ready. We're hoping for some baseball soon. Fingers crossed we can dodge some of those rain clouds tonight and get underway shortly. Colin and I will be with you live on FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com for the online radio broadcast. And if you can't make it out to the park tomorrow or Sunday, you can watch the Woodpeckers live via HD video on MILB.TV this week. And also next week and the rest of the season, the Woodpeckers, after they wrap up this homestand, are on the road in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Next week, playing the Myrtle Beach Pelicans, the single-A affiliate of the Chicago Cubs for the first time this year. So if you want to come out to the beach, watch the Woodpeckers as well, come on out. Cheer them on the road as we hit the road next week. But tonight, we play here at home. Hope we'll be playing some baseball soon. And enjoy, Woodpeckers fans. Enjoy the night. We'll talk to you soon on the air. Oh,
Time of my life. the time of my life. No, I never felt this way before.
Never felt.
Yes, I swear it's the truth, and I hope it will be you.
Like my dream, red, gold, and green.
Oh, No, you couldn't do that. You had to prove you were strong. Oh, oh, oh. If you hadn't been so blind then, she might still be there with you. You won't hurt back again. But you just don't feel the same. Gotta blame it on something. Gotta blame it on something.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back inside the Woodpeckers broadcast booth. Andrew Chapman along with Colin Casey. Thanks for your patience tonight as we tried to get going, but unfortunately, some heavy rain has now come through Fayetteville. Lightning as well, scattered thunderstorms throughout the entire state of North Carolina. And it's just kind of one of those nights where you have some rain, then you have a stoppage, more rain, and ultimately the decision has been made to postpone the seven-inning game that was scheduled following the resumption of Thursday's suspended ball game. So we did get one in today, but we will not play the seven-inning ball game that was scheduled for today. Instead, we will try and play two seven-inning ball games tomorrow. Now, the forecast equally as ugly tomorrow, and so we're just going to have to adjust on the fly, and who knows, we might be playing two Sunday as well. But we know at least for tonight, a postponement in game two, and we will end tonight's broadcast on that note. But the Woodpeckers do grab the upper hand in the series. Colin, a really nice performance altogether by the Woodpeckers in that opening game.
Yeah, it was a fun one, a fun conclusion to that one. Six runs scored, just continuing to hit well against left-handed pitching. They really got the bats going. It took them a little while. It was a great start out of the bullpen for Josh Gessner for Down East, but they really got to Juan Mejia in that seventh inning. He had the big single from Miguel Palma to bring it within one, and then Tyler Whitaker with the bases loaded just unloads on one into the right center field gap and able to come all the way to third base. Bases clearing triple proved to be the difference in the ball game. Good to see his confidence up at the plate. Edinson Batista was phenomenal out of the bullpen. Jason Schroeder got into a lot of trouble in that ninth inning, but he pitched his way out of it, got two quick outs, and that was the end of it. Woodpeckers all of a sudden have themselves a series lead, a chance at a split whenever they end up playing this next game. Hopefully it is tomorrow. We'll have to see. The good news, though, is with a team like Down East, a team you see a lot this season, there's still another series down the line. Worst case scenario, they might have to push games off into that final series in August. But again, just hoping to get some good weather here in the final couple of days before Fayetteville goes back out on the road to take on the Myrtle Beach Pelicans ahead of the All-Star break. So still a successful day. They end up gaining ground on Columbia, who lost the opener of their doubleheader. So you still find yourself right in the thick of things. Those two teams at the top, Columbia and Kannapolis, kind of struggle a little bit. You might find yourself right back in the race sooner rather than later, and it certainly helps that you start swinging the bat well. And that's two straight games now for Fayetteville. They've had some clutch hitting in the seventh or eighth innings that has won them ball games.
Yep, the Woodpeckers with the opening win tonight in the resumption of the suspended game go to 35-42, and they're 4-8 overall in the second half of play. Down East falls to 6-6 in the second half, and 39-39, their overall record going into tomorrow. We do not have an official start time for you of tomorrow's doubleheader. The original game was scheduled for 5:05, so my expectation would be a start time somewhere around the 2:30, 3 o'clock mark, but that's just speculative. Make sure you tune into Woodpecker's social media, Facebook as well, where we will have all of the announcements regarding the start of tomorrow's doubleheader. Quickly, elsewhere around the Carolina League tonight, the game's ongoing. Fredericksburg and Virginia hosting Lynchburg. They lead 1-0 in the top of the fourth. Kannapolis, they're up big, 5-0 over Carolina in the top of the fourth inning. No score between Delmarva and Salem, and Maryland in the bottom of the third. Scoreless between Augusta and Charleston as well, top five. Well-pitched game, just three hits of offense between those two clubs over five innings. And the Columbia Fireflies, 5-1 lead over the Myrtle Beach Pelicans in the top of the sixth inning. And they also did complete the suspended ball game from yesterday. Myrtle Beach winning that one 10-6. The official postponement announcement going out through the stadium speakers. We do appreciate all the Friday night fans that came out tonight, tried to brave the weather, and those that tuned in on FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com and MILB.TV. Game one completed. Game two not played tonight. Rain pouring down here at Segres Stadium, so we will play a doubleheader tomorrow. And Colin and I will be back with you on FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com, MILB.TV. Stay tuned to social media for all of the updates regarding first pitch time. With that, we say so long, everybody. Have a wonderful rest of your Friday night. If you're here in the North Carolina area, try and stay dry. Could be tough tonight, and we'll talk to you tomorrow on the air. This has been Woodpeckers Baseball, live on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Good night.